All right, Dean Wilson, started off as a scary night in the heat race, but before we get to that, main event was really good. I don't know where you were off the start, but late in the race, you're charging hard, you're moving up. You got to be stoked with the main.
Yeah, that was the toughest main yet. Man, it was...
Everyone is saying that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I mean, the track was gnarly. I physically didn't feel good. Mentally, I was stressing. So on the start line, it was I had to talk myself into everything. Like, get that start and fight for it. And, dude, I was on the outside. I was, like, four to the outside. Bogle was next to me. Me and Bogle came out real good. And then he got me a bit more, and he drove in, which was good. Yep. And he doubled in, which made the inside, so I just followed him.
Yeah.
Then I was in probably back of the top 10, and then just a bit of carnage, avoided it, just try to have a rhythm. This track was gnarly, so like the first set of whoops, it was kind of like Baggett passed me on the far left, and I was like, you know what, that looks pretty consistent. So I hit the left every time after that, and it wasn't pretty, but I got through it. And then the next set, I just tried to jump. But man, it was, yeah, it was tough. It was a tough one.
At some point, yeah, I think you got six, right? I think you got six. So, yeah, it was a nice ride. How's the knee?
Knee's a little sore and stiff. Obviously, with my knees, it really, I get scared so easily. And going into that first turn in the heat, like, I had a really good start, and me and Marv tangled bars, and I just, like, punched my foot into the ground. And, yeah, it kind of scared me, and it was hurting for a minute. So, scary. I just, anything, like, I've worked so hard to get back, like, whatever. So, anyways, we bounced back from it pretty good, so I'm happy with that.
How many corners did you be like, oh, hey, I think I'm okay? Like three or four, huh?
No, it took me like three or four laps, okay, like, of rolling around,
yeah,
and because it was stinging at first. It was like a stinger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I kind of just finished out the heat, like, okay, I think I'm okay.
Right.
And then obviously did the LCQ. That was good. But after the LCQ, and they prepped the track in the LCQ,
yeah.
And I was like, dude, this main is going to be gnarly, because even the LCQ was kind of gnarly. So I was like, yeah, it was tough, but I held my own. I could actually see Kenny at the end, which was cool.
Yeah.
It was a good bounce back.
You're keeping this whole thing rolling. It's feeling really good. You're putting some good finishes. What about the Rockstar team? Obviously, Anderson got hurt. What's the latest with that?
Well, I got to talk to my sponsors that are with me right now, and try and figure it out, because I need to talk. That's my first priority, because, you know, obviously Rockstar is still supporting me, and to me, slide in there would be quite easy, but I just want to go through my sponsors that have been supporting me. Obviously, the privateer deal is, it's awesome, and everything's going good, and I really like it, but a lot of people only see on the weekends. Like, they don't see during the week. Like, my dad's my dad's grinding his ass off every day, and it's a lot of stress for the old bugger. Like, he tries hard and he enjoys it, but at the same time, like, it's a lot of work for him, and we're on the West Coast. These are the easy rounds. The East Coast be tough. So got to talk to my sponsors. Obviously, they want me on the team. So as what it is. Yeah, it's all good.
Your mechanic, Parabinos, good friend of mine, obviously a great friend of yours. He's working a full-time job. He's working for you on the weekends.
Yeah.
How cool is it, though, to have Paul back in your corner?
Oh, it's really good. We just have such good chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, we understand each other. He knows, like, how to approach me, whatever. He knows me like the back of his hand. So it's awesome. Like, you know, he was working at a sales conference thing in Dallas. And then, you know, last week he's like, I don't know, like, if I'll be able to make it. I was like, no, doesn't matter. You'll be there. So, it's been good to have him and Sam, who missed his flight this morning, so he didn't make it. But just good little crew. Keep it small. Good people. And it's the way I like it. We're having fun. And that's, you know, when I'm on the starting line now, and, like, sometimes I just get so nervous, like, I'm like, why am I getting so nervous?
Yeah.
Like, and it's because I want to do well, but at the same time, like, I want to enjoy it. You know what I mean? I want to enjoy that feeling of being on there, because not everybody can be there, but it's tough. So I just want to train my mind to enjoy being there. You know, once the gate drops and, like, you get a good start, like, it's fun. But on the start line, people don't know, like, that. Whoa, it's a gnarly. It's like you're going into battle, because, like, 20 minutes is... It's demanding.
Yeah. No, the season's been turning out fantastic up front. It's been turning out fantastic with you. It's really been really cool to see your progression and then up the battles up front. Man, there's so much cool things to talk about for us media guys.
Yeah, no, it's good. There's been a lot of different winners. I guess Cooper's the first two-time winner, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's riding well. Didn't expect that, to be honest, but yeah. Cool. It's class is insane. That's why you just got to be that star and fight for it. And have everyone's on pretty good bikes. Yep. Everyone's fit.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's just about fighting for it.
Well, great job tonight. Thanks, man.
Thank you.